Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis coming on with your daily inspirations. Sorry, I was having some complications and we're a couple days late, but here we are this morning, a beautiful Wednesday morning. Had a very beautiful rain last night, last evening, and during the night. So praise the Lord for that. And praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his directions in our lives and our strengths. And that's who we go to for strengths and for clarity and for directions and for guidance. And may we just be able to completely rely on him. So this morning I would like to, and maybe more of this week, we'll see how it goes and how the Lord leads. I would like to share out of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia. I'm not sure what that name is. Asia and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So here we have, there's a point that I'd like to bring out. In verse 2, elected according to the foreknowledge of God. So here we have, if we're completely relying on the Lord, here we have Peter, elected according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father. How? Through the Spirit. Sanctified through the sanctification of the Spirit. So here the Spirit of God speaks to us and he works in our lives. And he sanctifies us through the Spirit of God. Not through any other means, that we bring our own self nature under the subject of Jesus Christ, but through the Spirit of God, the Spirit speaks to us each and every day if we're, and we need to be sensitive to that. That would be my encouragement this morning, that would be very sensitive to the Spirit of God leading, guiding, and directing and us, and pleading that we would just constantly be in intercession and pleading with God to guiding and directing our lives, and that we would, like I said, to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, because through sanctification of the Spirit of God, Peter was made unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied, and peace be multiplied. So that's, in other words, this is Peter's heart, that peace would be multiplied unto us. And also, I believe that's also God's heart, the Father, God's heart for us, that peace, his peace would be multiplied unto us. And that this is what we need to be encouraged in, is that his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, is enough to cover our sins. We might falter, we might stumble, we might fall, but his blood is sufficient. We can go to come to Jesus Christ and repent of our sins if we fell into sin, or if we fell into an error, if we made a mistake, if we, whatever it is, we can come and bring our shortcomings and our little sins that we maybe commit every day, that we can, those can be brought under the blood of Jesus Christ, and that peace might be multiplied unto us. Verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So here, Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, so not we don't have just a little bit of mercy here, but there is abundant mercy, has begotten us. So here he has begotten us. He has bought us again. He has begotten us again unto a lively hope. This is not just a hope, but it's a lively hope that we can dwell in, that we can, there's a hope there because of what? Because of a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. By raising Jesus Christ from the dead, Jesus Christ not only died for our sins, but he rose again from the dead. He is alive today. He's totally alive today, and he's walking, and that's where we want to be encouraged and believing that he is alive today, and he is whatever situation you're facing in life today or tomorrow, or were facing yesterday and still don't know. Realize this and take courage, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he's alive. Take that to Christ. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Rest and keep pressing in. Keep pressing forward. There's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel because Jesus Christ is alive, and the blood is sufficient to take us through this life. So not only that, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It's exactly what it says here. Here we have an inheritance. Now, because we're bought under the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we are God's children, and now we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance. It's not an earthly inheritance. It's not a 200-acre property inheritance. It's not a vehicle inheritance. It's not an inheritance. You don't inherit a business or it's not an earthly thing. But it's an incorruptible and undefiled, and that fate is not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's what we have. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. That's what we have. Brothers and sisters, let's take courage and rise up and believe and just soak ourselves in the Word of God and in prayer and constant intercession and thanking the Lord and praising the Lord for his goodness. And then verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith and the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept? Now we're only kept. We're kept by what? By the power of God through faith and the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein we greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So if you fall into temptation, that's another point. If you fall in temptations, if you have temptations, if you have struggles and trials in life, whatever it may be, take courage and let those struggles and trials, don't let those get you down and frustrated and discouraged and upset, but let those things do their work in your heart. God might be using those things to do a work in your heart, that your heart needs an area, has an area that needs to be sanctified, and that it needs to be strengthened, that it needs to be cleansed, and it needs to be empowered. It needs to be changed. And let your situations of life change you into the power of God. Let that change you, whatever is frustrating you right now, or your hard times. Let that change you into the image of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, it was a blessing to speak this morning, and I pray that we would all just be encouraged and strengthened. And that's not always easy to do. A walk with Jesus Christ is a decision. It's not an easy path. It is not. But it is a blessed path. May we continue until the end, at the end of our lives. May we continue so that we may have that inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Thanks for listening. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord guide and direct your steps. And may you be strengthened and encouraged today.